One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When your child comes to you and says they're having fun playing with a certain person, you normally hope to recognize that person as a childhood playmate or something of that nature. Not a random man that seems to be hanging out in your basement. That leads to a lot of questions. First, making sure there's no random man living in your basement, and a call to Chris Hansen doesn't have to be made. When you determine there's no human in the basement, there's no man in the basement, at least not a living one, then more questions begin to arise. What do you do when you determine, yeah, they are playing with somebody, they're not making it up? You're hearing it, you're seeing the physical signs of it. What do you do? That's what some parents are forced to ask themselves in our next story. Take a listen. Sometime during the summer, my mom and I were moving out of her boyfriend's basement apartment into this house he had just bought for us to rent. The person who lived in the house before us works at a local television station here. Before he moved into the house, there were the original owners. Before we moved in, the guy from the television station, we'll call him Dave, told us that there's an old man in the basement. Now, my mom and I were not believers in the paranormal, so we scoffed at the idea of someone deceased living in the basement. This is a layout of the house. You walk to the front door, you have a little porch. Off the porch, there's a hallway. To the left, there's a front room on the same side, but down the hall a little more, there's another door leading into the dining room. On your right side, there's a stair leading up the upstairs, and a little more way down the hall, there's the first door leading into the kitchen. When you come into the house, you go into the front room. Off the front room, there are two French doors leading to the dining room. And off the dining room, there are two more French doors leading into the new living room. Off the living, there's a back door leading into the drive and to the shed. When you walk into the house and go into the hallway to the first door leading to the kitchen, right behind the kitchen door is the basement door leading to the basement. Directly off the kitchen is a computer or workroom. Off the living, there's another door which leads into the kitchen. When you're walking into the house and going up the stairs, the first thing you see is a linen closet, followed by my mom's room to the left of the closet and a spare room of her room. To the right of the closet, there's my room and the bathroom. Back to the story, and all that information's there for you just in case you are interested in checking it out on Realtor. That's my own side note there. I always find it amusing when we get such super descriptive looks at homes. Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. We'll find out. Let's continue on. It was a few months after we moved in, things started happening. It was not big stuff, so we always brushed it off. Until one night, my nephew, was only 7 at the time, came over for a sleepover. We were in the living room watching a movie when the two French doors leading into the dining room swung open. When you close these doors, they close tightly, so you need a good amount of force to have them swing open on their own. Got a little spooked, so I got up to close the doors and went back to sit down. And on my way back to the couch, the door leading to the driveway swung open. Now, I was getting scared, so I told my nephew to go upstairs with my mom, who was in bed watching TV. So he went upstairs, and we all went to sleep. The next morning, my nephew and I were in the basement looking for the hose to clean the car, when I felt a slight tugging on my arm. I asked him to stop tugging on me because I had to find the hose, and he said, "Auntie, I'm not tugging on you." When I turned around, he was on the other side of the basement playing with his Ninja Turtle figurines. After the tugging happened, I got a feeling as if someone were watching me or were standing behind me. I turned around and no one was there, and my nephew was still sitting in the same place playing with his toys. I went back to looking for the hose when my nephew started screaming. I ran over to him and asked him what was wrong. He said that the man just showed him his cut. I looked at my nephew and kept asking him what man and what cut. All he kept saying was that the man was standing over by the washing machine and he was cleaning his cut. Later that day, me and my nephew were once again in the basement. He left his toys there, and after the incident that happened earlier that day, he did not want to go down there by himself. So I mustered up the courage to go down with him. We were halfway down the stairs when my nephew turned to me and went, "Shh, Auntie, the man is sleeping. I don't want to wake him." Now again, I did not see anything, so I took my nephew by the hand and brought him upstairs and asked him to explain what the man looked like. He said the man was chocolate, and he had cuts and raggedy clothing. He also said that the man was harmless and alone. I did not believe him because I thought he was making this up, but when I told my mom, she said she believed him because she had been hearing someone calling her name, yet no one was in the house or around. After supper, I and my mom and my nephew went to the basement to get some ice cream to go with our pie that my mom had brought earlier. As we were down there, my mom said she left like someone was, it felt like someone was touching her, yet no one was near her. My nephew kept telling us that the man was mad that we were disturbing him and he did not like us being there. My mom and I looked at each other, then looked at my nephew. When we looked down at my nephew, you could see that something or someone had made handprints on his shoulders as if standing behind him, with their hands on his shoulders. But there was only 3 of us in the basement, and neither one of us was near him. The next day, we contacted the owners before Dave asked them about the man in the basement. They told us that when they lived there, their son would go into the basement and spend hours playing with a man. We tried doing some research on the house, but came up empty-handed. After our experiences in that house, we both became firm believers in the paranormal.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.